Oh yeah, everything's fine.
Welcome. This is Me and Luke, an upbeat, sometimes downbeat, story of my life with CLL. Well, hello there. This is your host, Jim Smith, and we have been away for a while. We went on a road trip down to Arizona. We put over 3,300 miles on my old car, my 2007 van. We did everything we could to prepare it. We put new brakes on it and got it all fixed up, and it ran like a top. We got home safe. It's now at like 250,000 miles or something on the car. So anyway, we had quite a trip. We went down, one place we went through was I-15 in Utah. If you ever get a chance to go through Utah, it is a beautiful state. You know, I'm a water guy. I've always lived by the ocean. So I never thought you could find beauty in a desert, but oh my goodness, it's gorgeous. And another cool thing is that in some highways in Utah, and in Idaho too, I believe, it is 80 miles an hour on the freeway. Yeah, 80. Holy cats. My state is 70. So that was fun. And don't tell anybody, but you know Back to the Future where he says, let's see if this sucker can do 90? I just had to do it. I didn't do it for very long because I didn't want to get a ticket, and B, I didn't want to hurt my car. But I will admit, for about 1/8 of a mile, I had cars way off in the distance and cars way behind me. So for about 1/8 of a mile, just a short distance, I got my van up to 90 miles an hour, just to remind me of Back to the Future. And that was fun. I was surprised the old girl could do it. When I got home to my state, we're at 70 miles an hour. It took a little while to get used to not going 80. I found myself speeding a little bit, not intentionally, but, you know, it felt kind of normal to be going 80. Anyway, it was an interesting trip. Full of highs and lows. My wife and I remember driving us down the highway laughing and crying and laughing. Old songs and old memories, having a great time. And then she got a phone call that her uncle had passed away. So that kind of put a kink on things for a while. And then, further on down the road, she discovered that an old boyfriend, this is of course before we were married, an old boyfriend of hers, who was a really nice guy, had also passed away. Then we get down to Arizona to our friend's house, and they tell us that a kid that I went to school with had passed away. So, yeah, it was kind of a triple whammy on our trip. We had good times, though. But then we got to Las Vegas. I'm not much of a city guy, but my wife, actually, but she wanted to see Las Vegas, and she wanted to go to a Wayne Newton show. I wanted to go to Terry Fader. Do you know who he is? He was a puppet guy. Anyway, I got sick in Las Vegas, and we had to stay an extra night than planned so I could be better, so I could drive. And so we didn't get to go to any of the shows. We did go one place in Las Vegas, and I would highly recommend this if you get tired of going to the fancy shows and stuff. There is an aquarium called, I think it's called the Shark Tank in the Mandalay Hotel. Definitely go and see that. It is great. You walk through one of those tunnels where the sharks swim above you. There's all sorts of aquariums with fish and sharks in it. It's very entertaining. And then they take you over to another room where they have VR goggles. That's virtual reality goggles. And you actually go scuba diving with a bunch of divers. And the seats vibrate when something happens. So a shark comes swimming over your shoulder and the seat shakes as if he's rubbing up against you. It was fun. Good experience. But we didn't get to do much in Las Vegas because I was not feeling well. It wasn't the leukemia. It was another issue I have that I don't talk about much. But it laid me down for an extra day until I could drive. And then we headed on down to Arizona. And we had a good time with our friends. There were some issues up home we had to get back to. So our trip didn't last as long as we wanted it to. But we had a good time. It was a good trip. So I have an interesting thing coming up. Real soon, this Monday, just a couple days from now, I'm going to get my ear whacked off. Well, not the whole ear, but I have skin cancer, they discovered, on the top of my left ear. So they're going to have to operate on that and take a chunk out of my ear. And they take a pretty big piece out, I guess, but then they sew the two pieces back up and it's supposed to still look like an ear. I guess it may have ruined my modeling career. But, you know, that leads me into today's subject, which is dealing with change. I have a friend, she's also my cousin, she's older than me, and she's been through an awful lot with her health, and her husband died and all that. I once asked her, you know, Nellie, how do you deal with all of this? You know, you seem so happy. She's a kick in the pants. She's hilarious. And she has a real positive outlook on life. So I said, Nellie, how do you do it? And she said, Jim, you just have to be able to accept change. If you can accept change, then you'll be all right. And I've often thought of that. You know, there's been times in my life when I haven't accepted change very well. I've resisted it. And it didn't do me any good. Things changed anyway. So, you know, you and I have leukemia. We have CLL leukemia. And that has caused certain changes in our life. If not physically, certainly mentally, it's caused changes. And my skin cancer, and probably going to have a smaller ear than the one on the other side, is definitely a change for me. But what choice do we have? Crap happens to us, and things change. They just do. Even good things change. You know, if you're having a hard time, that won't last forever. And if you're having a good time, I'm afraid that won't last forever either. So we just have to move forward and accept the change that's happening that we can't do anything about. I mean, you can talk politics if you want to, and what's going on around the world, and our crazy politicians, and I won't get into that, but I think our country, the country I'm in is the United States, we are very polarized right now, and a lot of hate and confusion right now going around. And it'll all work out. But all of these changes, all of these things happening in our lives, the leukemia, any other health issues you might have, they're a part of life. And we can be, this might be hard to believe, but we can be happier if we accept it. Now, that doesn't mean we have to give up or give into it. I've often said your leukemia, you have a choice. Physically things can change, but mentally you have a choice whether to give in to Luke or not. We don't have to give in to Luke by accepting change. I just mean we have to come to terms with the fact that we're sick, okay? That we're not like normal people. We have health issues. Some of us with leukemia actually are going through treatment right now, and from what I understand, now, admittedly, I have not had treatment yet, but I have a cousin who has, and a different cousin, and I know that it's not fun to go through. It's very difficult, and so there are physical changes, but there are also psychological, spiritual changes that go on. It can challenge your belief in God, or it can maybe bring you closer to God. I don't know. Or you can be like me and you kind of don't know if there is a God. You're not an atheist, but you're not quite sure one way or the other. To be honest with you, I still pray. I don't know if I'm praying to thin air or to somebody out there. But it helps to pray. It helps to find a spiritual life somehow that helps you deal with change. So how do we deal with change? What do we do? I think that, like, for instance, let's just talk about the skin cancer on my ear. Okay, I found out about it just last week, and the doctor, the ear, nose and throat doctor, told me three different ways that they can deal with it. They can cut a little piece. He did take a tiny piece out for the biopsy. But he said, now we can take a piece of your ear off. And it'll kind of look like, a mouse has been chewing on it. Oh, great. We can go a little deeper and do something else and patch it up. Put a little piece of your skin from somewhere else on it and patch it up. And it'll be a little flat on top, but it'll heal and look all right. Or we can take a pie-shaped cut out of your ear, and then we take the two sections of the, if you can imagine like a pizza pie shape, a triangular shape, They take that piece out, and then they grab the two ends and bring them together and sew it up. I don't know how that's going to work, but he says it's the most cosmetic way to do it. So maybe my modeling career isn't gone after all. Anyway, yeah, so I went home, and weirdly enough, I was more bugged about that than having leukemia, which makes absolutely no sense. So I've had to accept the idea, and it took me a few days. I have to accept the idea that I'm going to have one ear that looks different than the other ear. Luckily, we don't have to do the Van Gogh thing. He doesn't have to take the whole thing off. But I have to accept the change that I'm going to look differently. And, you know, it took me a few days to come to terms with that. But I realized it's not doing me any good to not accept it or to be upset about it. I could just, you know, kind of ruin my life by being upset about things like that. And who's got time for that? I've gotten over being upset about my leukemia. I've accepted it. I mean, I've not let Luke win. I'm not letting him take over my mind and letting me, like, be afraid all the time. But I've accepted that I have it. Well, now I've had to accept that I have skin cancer. I hope I don't have any more skin cancer anywhere else. But, okay, I'm going to have a weird-looking ear. That's just the way it goes. But I've had to accept that. And I don't know what you have going on in your life. I mean, I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you likely have CLL. But I don't know, you may have other health issues going on in your life, or you may have difficult issues in relationships with other people, you know, divorce or struggling, or maybe you've lost a loved one, or maybe you have some goals in your life you haven't accomplished yet, and you're a little frustrated with yourself. I have several of those. But we can spend our life fighting the unconquerable, or we can accept it. Not to give in, not to let Luke win. I don't mean that. But I mean, if there's things you absolutely can't change, like my leukemia, my ear thing, or just getting old, that's a whole other subject. I'm 72 now. If you spend your life fighting something that is already happening and you can't do anything about it, then you're just wasting your time. You're wasting your effort. The best way to fight change is, first of all, to accept that it's happening, don't deny it, and then to find your life through it, if that makes sense. Whether you're dealing with leukemia, whether it's a relationship thing, whatever, you need to find a way to push through it. This is kind of a weird example, has nothing to do with anything negative, but years ago I was trying to learn the drums for a band that I was going to be in, and I had to learn them from scratch, and it was kind of difficult at first. I would go off into another room all by myself and play the drums, and I really had to focus. I actually said to myself, push through it. This coordination thing is difficult, playing in time is difficult, and it was taking me a while to learn what I needed to learn, but I pushed through it. I focused. And guess what? I became a mediocre drummer. But mediocre was better than not being able to play the drums at all. I had problems with timing back in those days. I think I've finally overcome that after all these years. But the point is, I was making a change. Now, that was a positive change. It wasn't a health thing. But I pushed through it. I pushed through the difficult time. We need to do that with whatever, you know, whatever you're going through right now. Are you struggling because of your leukemia? Are you going through treatment? Or maybe you aren't going through treatment, but you're afraid. Because leukemia, you know, it's potentially terminal. So we may not live as long as other people. We might, you know. People die all the time of other things besides leukemia. So we might live a long life with our CLL. You don't know. But I know that in the back of your mind, especially if you've just received the news that you have CLL, it's scary. I understand that, believe me. I understand that. But you'll find that eventually, maybe it'll take a few months, but eventually you will find that you can live with your CLL. You may not want to. I mean, who the hell wants to live with leukemia? But we've got it, okay? There's nothing we can do about that. So the question is, what are we going to do with the rest of our life? Are we going to be afraid for the rest of our life? Are we going to let the various frustrations of having leukemia bring us down? You know, like, I have times when I get tired and I just have to stop and rest. Getting frustrated with myself about that, which I did for a while, it's just a waste of time. You just accept what you have to do and you move on. Luke, I've said this before, I think, but Luke is the enemy. He is really trying to take over our mind. It isn't just our body. He's trying to take over our mind, our thoughts, give us fear and doubt. On my blog, I have a blog called meandluke.com, and it's meandluke, L-E-U-K, not com. And somewhere in that blog, I wrote that Luke has two cousins, fear and doubt. And boy, those guys can really bring you down. So we have to be careful to not be overpowered. When we have some fear, which we will, everybody does, we have to be careful not to let it overpower us. And doubt is something that can eat up your life. So try to find things that you can do. You know, I've got a little list of things I want to accomplish. Of course, getting healthier, not in terms of Luke necessarily, but, you know, physically healthier by walking is one of my goals. I have a book I keep talking about that I think it's on draft 11, which is ridiculous. I got to get that thing done. In my drumming and, you know, several other goals that I have for my life. And those goals keep me focused. They keep me away from doubt and fear. A lot, actually. So I guess what I'm saying is, it's okay. You know, you've got this disease. You may have other things going on in your life, but it's not going to go on forever, okay? I mean, the fear is not going to go on forever. You'll find peace with things. And the relationship things or other stuff going on in your life, those will change. But if there's something more permanent you have to deal with, like leukemia, it's your choice how you deal with it. You're sitting there now listening to this podcast, or maybe you're doing dishes or driving listening to the podcast. I don't know. Use whatever I say in whatever way you can. I mean, you know, I'm just here because I have leukemia, okay? My life is very much like yours, I would guess. We have, you know, the struggles sometimes you have with family or friends. We have a lot of really good, happy times with some close friends. You know, I've got the band back together again. That's a blast. But there's negative things in my life, too. And I understand. I mean, here you've got leukemia, and maybe you're dealing with other stuff in your life on top of the leukemia. All I can tell you is, if you deal with change in a positive way as much as possible, if you try to tamp down your fear and doubt, and if you grab the moments that you're given, whether it's something you enjoy doing or some surprising thing that happens, it's wonderful. Maybe you have kids or grandkids and they do things that make you happy. You know the old saying of glass half full, glass half empty thing? Well, live life like your glass is half full. Maybe you can get it three quarters full if you work at it. So I guess what I'm saying is, try to accept change and deal with it as best you can. And don't let Luke bring you down, because if Luke brings you down, he can bring your whole life down. Well, I seem to be rambling on a bit here, so I think I'll call it a day. Just remember that you're okay. Your life might be difficult for various reasons, and you have leukemia, which doesn't make life very fun at all, but that's the point. Find fun in your life. I mean, you've got kids, grandkids, you have a husband or a wife, you've got friends. There's things in your life that are positive. I guess we need to focus on that. Don't let fear and doubt creep into your life. Try to accept change, but don't let it defeat you. I guess that's the summary of what I'm trying to say. And I will try to get back on this microphone more often. Sorry that I was gone for a while. In the meantime, you guys take care. And remember, as I always tell you, you have leukemia, but you are not the disease. See you next time. Godspeed.